Chapter 16. Kesh, 2 years earlier.
Vistara's hands were tight on the reins as Tick flew toward the temple. He cawed and bobbed his head. Vistara turned her attention toward the beast who bore her, and sensing his discomfort, immediately relaxed her grip. Her thoughts had been so crowded that she had become distracted. She felt bad. Just like weapons and slaves, transport animals were valuable property, and the wise Sith did not abuse them without good reason. Two, Tick was more to her than an ordinary mount. She had bent him to her will, causing him to imprint upon her within moments of hatching, and she was fond of him. She shivered a little. At this altitude, she was paying the price for her choice of clothing in which to attend the council meeting. The delicate, almost flimsy material of her lovely green dress, while beautiful, offered no protection against the cold air and the wind that was starting to whip up. She didn't even have anything to put her hair up with, and it blew about wildly. Vistara placed a hand on Tick's shoulder, right in front of the saddle, and sent calm through the force. She then let the reins hang loosely about his sinuous neck and quickly began to braid her long, light brown tresses. She could do nothing about the dress. Some things would be sent to her from her home, she knew. As a Sith Saber himself, her father would decide what was necessary and appropriate. Everything else would be provided at the temple. Clothing, bedding, food, weapons. She would sleep in a dormitory with all the other apprentices, and very little would be truly hers alone. Once she had successfully completed her training and become a full Saber, she would be permitted to have a private room, and a blind eye would be turned on whatever luxuries she chose to fill it with. She would have earned the right to whatever vanities and indulgences she liked. Until then, though, Vistara would live a simple existence. The tribe did not scorn material goods, but first they needed to know that every Saber could live without them. She was not overly concerned with what would and would not be sent. At the moment, all she could think about was what she would learn. Vistara took up the reins again, gently directing Tick toward the dark stone spires that she could now distinguish from the rock out of which they had been carved. It was late afternoon, and the shade of the mountain's steep side fell heavily on the temple. There were no glow rods lit to gleam from the colorful glass windows, and even the white statuary in the courtyard seemed dim to her. She felt Ship before she saw him, swathed in purple shadows as he was, felt the now familiar and welcome probing, the soft swell of dark side energy emanating from him, distinguishable and unique, even when surrounded by the energy coming from the temple itself. Vistara felt her lips curve in a smile, and sent what she hoped was a respectful greeting. Using the pressure of her legs and adjusting the reins slightly, she guided Tick in toward the courtyard. Tick descended and landed with only a slight thump. Vistara slipped off, patting the Uvac absently.